I'm Frank Morris, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. I grew up out in Nickerson, Kansas, and passed through there covering the drought this summer. I ducked into the IGA store, and the owner there, Brad Barrage, suggested I talk with Rose Alderson, who just happened to be in the store. Alderson's a wiry, bright-eyed woman in her 60s, married to Lauren Alderson. They live and farm a couple of miles south of Nickerson.
I'm Rose Alderson, and we're in the living room of my home, which is the same home my dad was born in. And this has been in the family for probably since about 1898. And we only had 160 acres, and that's what my dad had farmed as long as I could remember, although my grandfather had a lot more, and then he lost it in the Depression. And so we started out with that 160 acres, and he also worked at Cessna. My dad kind of propositioned him about farming with him and using his equipment, so we started out with my dad's equipment, which was pretty old, and the 160 acres that my dad farmed. And then for a while, the two of them farmed together. Lauren is a dyed-in-the-wool, loves farming. You know, he would be very reluctant to quit farming. It's just something in your blood, I think. I mean, I don't love to get out there and put my hands in the dirt, but the peacefulness and the barn and the silo, you know, when people come back, my friends from when I was a child, they don't care about the house. They want to know if the barn's still there. Because it's just kind of nostalgic. My dad played there. I played there. My grandkids play in that barn. And we played hide and seek. One time I hid in a box with a snake. Hide and seek. We made tunnels in the bales. We jumped out of the windows. You know, had a bag swing that went way out and back in. And, you know, we made our own fun, maybe a lot more than kids do now. I'm not saying we had more fun than they do now, but we made our own fun more. So I love to travel and I love to go away, but I'm always so glad to come back here. It's just the peacefulness and the atmosphere. You can walk down the road when it's totally dark and, you know, take a walk and you don't worry about traffic. And somebody drives by, you think, who is that? You know, who is that that just drove by? So it's a different world. It's a different life. But it's also a different life than when I grew up. I would not trade my life for anything. So I've had a great life right here. And I've said that many times. I'm so thankful to be right here.